Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 8 years now. She is the president of Immigration Works USA. She's the editor of Reinventing the Melting Pot, The New Immigrants and What It Means to Be American. It's an outstanding book. It is an eye-opening book. If you want to know more about what's going on in immigration, you need to check that out and listen to our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Tamar, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. Hey, Tamar, the president did something a lot of people think is very controversial. I'm one of those people. This summer, when he basically went around Congress and gave a lot of people essentially amnesty, didn't he?
Well, he So what he did, let's put the facts on the table before we get into the controversy and the non-controversy. A lot of people have been talking for a long time about young people brought to the country as children, brought illegally to the country as children. So their parents came, they were however old they were, you know, but the type you can imagine, the little kid,
No fault of their own.
The parents came here to work, and they brought the children with them, and now, 5, 10, however many years later, these kids are getting to be adults and want to go to college and want to have jobs, but they're unauthorized. They're illegals. So and what that means if you're unauthorized is that you basically can't do anything except work in the black market. You can't you can sometimes get through college depending on your state, but then you can't work in the government, you can't work for a major corporation, you can't go to the military. You can't do anything where you can really use your talents if you're a smart kid.
Right.
You're basically stuck in the illegal, you know, no firm is going to hire you. So a lot of people have been talking for 10 years about what to do about these kids. And I think people think if anybody deserves a break, given that a lot of people were responsible for what happened in the past, you know, employers going nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and the government looking the other way, and the parents that brought them, not the kids. If anyone deserves a break, it's these kids. So, unfortunately, and even Republicans, Florida Senator Marco Rubio was coming up with a plan very much like what the president did when the president did it.
The Dream Act.
The idea being we're not going to give them citizenship, but we are going to let them be legal and work for some period.
Right.
So what the president did, and here I do kind of fault him that he didn't reach out and call up Marco Rubio
See, let me stick this in tomorrow. In my earlier comments, I wasn't being mean toward those people. My point was not whether that these people needed help or they should be getting special consideration. But the president did what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, he just wrote it up one day. He issued an order instead of going to Congress, instead of getting bipartisan support. He just woke up one morning and announced, "I'm going to give these people 2-year work permits.
Right.
2 year. I'm going to not deport them, and I'm going to give them. They can come forward and apply, and if they pass the test and pass the security test, and actually got here, in a certain period and are within certain ages, and fit the bill. I'm going to give them a 2-year work permit, presumably renewable.
And this is
they're not on a path to citizenship.
Clearly, to his political advantage." To go around Congress in an election year, and it was it was one of the most brazenly cynical acts I've ever seen any politician do.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I mean, after 4 years of basically promising immigration reform and not accomplishing anything, he just decided, a few months before an election where the Latino vote is one of the key prizes, he said, "Okay, I'm going to do an end run."
Have you heard anything about Bob Woodward's new book on the president?
I've heard not enough to talk about it.
In the book, he talks extensively about Obama's inability to bring people together to get things done based on the will of the president. That Reagan did it, that Clinton did it, and he says time after time after time, President Obama does not do that.
That's really interesting.
He's a free agent. He's an ad hoc kind of guy. He's doing it on his own. He has not brought people together. And for Bob Woodward, no right wing wingnut, for Bob Woodward to say that, I've heard him being interviewed about this. And what Obama did with this thing that you're reporting on right now, back in June, is a classic example of what Woodward talks about in his book.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
And the reason why there's bad blood now between him and Congress. There's bad blood now between him and Netanyahu and Israel. And he does not bring people together, folks. That's just...
Don't take my
word for it. Read Bob Woodward's book. We're going to find out what this means to your small business space, because it does impact your small business, folks. Tamar Jacoby and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.